Welcome to the Mental Dietitian Podcast. I'm your host, Aaron Lynch Potter, just a guy who's trying to live a great life and learn the best way to live it. This show is for the everyday human being that feels exactly how I feel, and every week I will bring you weekly episodes on how to get better mentally, emotionally, spiritually, physically, and financially so you can have a great mental diet. Welcome back to the Mental Dietitian. This is episode 20, how your experiences affect your opinions. Now, this one's going to be an interesting one. I've been thinking about this one over the last couple of days. I'm going to talk about a subject which is really prominent right now, and it's not really about the subject. It's more about the depth and trying to not polarize other people and their opinions. Now, what's been happening over the past week or so is there was a law in place called Roe v. Wade, which was put in place, I think, in 1973. Could be wrong on that, but around then, which got overturned, which basically gave control back to states in the United States at a state level to control whether or not women can have abortions or not. Now, some people have asked me opinions on it, my opinion on it. My opinion is that I don't have an opinion because I'm not a woman. And it's not I will never know what it's like to have an abortion. I will never know the feelings and of either way. And it's not really what I want to talk about. What I want to talk about is the responses I've seen from people and how people are reacting to that on both sides of the coin. I think that every person should have a right to make a decision for their own body and not be coerced or forced in any way by anybody else. That is what I believe. And some people could challenge me on that, but that's fine. That's what I believe. And it's okay with what you believe. Doesn't mean that you're a bad person. And if you could just go back and listen to what I just said, you don't need to listen to the rest of the episode. But if you'd like for me to dive into more of that, that's what I'm going to talk about. What I'm really talking about is not demonizing people and turning people who have different opinions than you into monsters. And I've seen that a lot. And I think there's a lot of that around. And what I've been seeing is your experiences affect your opinions, and everybody has different experiences. So there's people that I know that were very, very against government saying that getting vaccines were mandatory. Very, very, very against it. But now are for people by law not being able to get an abortion. And I've seen people tease those kind of people on social media, like, oh, how come you're not consistent with my body, my choice with this? And then now this happens and now you've switched your view. And coming from a certain standpoint, I'm just looking at it. I'm just like, well, different people's experiences affect different things. It's not like somebody's 100% conservative or somebody's, well, there's some out there. There's some people that are very liberal and some people are very conservative. But I think that it's so much more complex than that. It's not black and white. It's not us versus them. It's not what people think it is. And people kind of see the world, and social media is really amplifying. And it really happened since the start of the pandemic, is that it's like, it's becoming more and more polarizing. It's like, well, if you believe that, then you also believe all these things. It's like, no, if you don't believe in vaccines, then you also believe that, this, and this. Or if you believe in vaccines, you also believe this, and this. If you believe in abortion, you also believe this, and this. If you believe that abortion shouldn't be a right, you should be allowed to do that, then you believe this, and this. The problem I'm seeing is that one side is calling people baby killers. And they are, I mean, if you ask any person, go up to any rational, sane person and say, ask them the question, hey, do you want to kill babies? Then most people are like, no. Of course I don't. And the other side is, well, what if a 11-year-old girl was raped by her uncle and got pregnant? And if you go up to somebody and be like, hey, do you want 11-year-old girls who are raped by their uncle to suffer even more than they already have? It's like, of course I don't. That's my point. It's just like we grab these extreme perspectives and then we're like, oh, look, that person that believes other than me is a fucking monster. They are not human. Therefore, it makes me believe and stick to my point of view so much more now because these other people are monsters. I've seen people that I know on social media be like, if you believe anything apart from this, unfollow me. You're a fucking piece of shit. Blah, 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 blah. I hate you. We don't need that in the world. We don't need more of that. We need people that are willing to have conversations like I'm having conversations right now and be like, okay, do you believe in killing babies? No. Do you want to kill them? No, of course I don't. Do you think that people who were raped should have to suffer more? No. At least we agree on that. So where else can we find common ground and just at least potentially agree to disagree? Or at least listen to the other person, see that they don't want to hurt people. I'm coming from a place that I really believe that people are truly good and that people don't want to do horrible, evil things. And that you thinking or other people thinking that people do, I think is wrong. I think that we're all good deep down. And it just makes me sad. I was thinking about how to navigate this conversation. And I'm just trying to bring an awareness to not demonizing other people regardless of what they believe. You might not even comprehend in your, I don't know how they can believe that. Fair enough. That's fine. They might feel the same way about you. And that's fine. But we're all human beings. We're all on this earth. And without people that disagree with us, it'd be a really strange world. But the problem is a lot of us are not spending time with people that disagree with us. We're not having challenging conversations. We can hide behind our phones, hide behind our keyboards. I remember there was a thing called a keyboard warrior. I haven't heard that term much lately. I remember it was 10 years ago when I was on MySpace. You'd hear, oh, you're a keyboard warrior. It means that you're a tough guy behind the keyboard and you can say whatever you want behind the keyboard. I think that term's kind of disappeared. It's like everybody's like that now. They say whatever they want behind a keyboard about whoever they want. And they use fake names and it's not personal and somebody can lose their mind at you and you can have all these arguments online. But it's not in a real way. Because if you say these horrible things, like you're a baby killer to somebody's face, when they've had to potentially make the horrible decision about having an abortion because of whatever circumstances they're going through, and you look another human being in the eye and you have that conversation with them, I don't think that you would act the same way. Because there's consequences psychologically for saying that to somebody. Well, there's consequences physically too. Somebody could just punch you in the face. That's one consequence of having a conversation. Obviously, that's not what we want to promote. But what I'm saying is you'd have to look in the person in the eyes of saying something like you're deeply, deeply hurtful to another human being. And you have to live with that consequence too. But when you're behind a keyboard, when you're behind a phone, you don't have to do that. So we just have to stop demonizing each other and stop thinking that somebody who does not believe what I believe is a monster. That is extremely arrogant and extremely narcissistic to be like, well, how dare you believe what you believe? I can't even comprehend how you believe what you believe. Okay, well, what if they think the same way about you? And who made you the master of the universe? Who made you the axis of all things? Ricky Gervais has this little reel that's been going around lately. He's like, how arrogant are you to think that you should be able to go through your life and not being offended by anything? It's okay to be offended. It's okay, but seek to understand. If you can't understand, just realize that just because people have different opinions to you doesn't mean they are bad human beings. Doesn't mean they're bad human beings. It's just they believe differently than you. And that's okay. And there's so many people that could have a debate with me about this. Like, what about this? What about a person that believes in this? And I'm like, well, I think that's messed up. And that's fine. That's what I believe. And I can stick behind my beliefs, and that's fine, because how do we get our beliefs? Based on our experiences. And that's how they form our opinions. And that's fine. But the whole point is, and I had a podcast about this recently. It says, always look to the other side. It's, there's so much polarity in the world. And it's just like, and there's some people that think that, oh, they're trying to drive us apart. Who's they? For one, they might be trying to drive us apart because it's easy to control people when they're scared and in fear. It's very easy to control a large group of people if they're scared and in fear. And you can potentially do other things outside of it. But do I think there's this massive world order who's trying to manipulate the whole of humanity? I don't think so. I just think it's a human beings just like you and I at different levels. And if you give people power, they do certain things, and I don't know. But there's so many different perspectives going around right now. And it's just very important to make sure that you listen to other people and just believe that they are not monsters. They're all human beings. We all deep down, we want love. We all want love. We all want to be loved. That's it. Love is the answer. It really, really is. And I've had podcast episodes about this. Sometimes the people that piss us off the most, the people that remind us both of ourselves. And I read this book. It was called Recapture the Rapture by Jamie Wheel. And they did like personality tests on people on the far right. And then they did personality tests on people on the far left. And he said, he's like, they're both very, very similar with their personality types. But they just believe different things. And they're extremely strongly based opinions and beliefs about different things. But the actual thing behind it, he was talking about the dark triad personality, which is Machiavellism. It's like being a psychopath, narcissist, and Machiavellism. And that those personality traits are on extreme versions of either polarity there. And it's just interesting that a lot of people that remind us of ourselves, if we actually realized it, are the people that maybe grind our gears the most, but they might just believe different things in us. So just be careful. Be careful of making other people into monsters. That's really just what I wanted to say. I'm trying to navigate this subject in a way that feels transparent to me, that feels true to me, without demonizing anybody, because either perspective, they're not bad human beings. They just believe what they believe based on their experiences. And if we don't have those experiences, then who the fuck am I to say that your opinion is stupid? Because in the end, especially if it's part of somebody's identity, if we're asking people to change their minds, we're basically asking them to kill a part of themselves. If you want somebody to change their mind about something, do you realize like what somebody has to go through from an ego standpoint? And from many other standpoints, you have to kill a part of yourself when you abandon a particular belief. You see it with people that leave strong religious backgrounds, or even cults, or even switch sports teams in the NFL. They basically they stop being a New England Patriot and they start being a Buccaneer. And there's a part of them, their identity that was maybe tied to that. And when we ask people to change their minds about things, we're actually asking a lot of them. We have to understand that too. And as much as you might think that person is an absolute moron for believing what they believe, it doesn't change the fact that they're a human being with their own experiences. And it's very arrogant to think that your experiences are better or more important, or that we're deeper than somebody else's. So that's how I'm going to end the episode. It's an interesting one here. I'm very interested to hear your feedback. I think some people will get extremely offended, and they probably haven't even got to this point. I've had people listen to my show and even watch me on Instagram, message me halfway through watching the video, or leave a comment halfway through watching the video with a strong opinion, I'm like, watch the rest of the video. I just comment, I can see that you didn't finish it. Because I always try and go both sides and then try and wrap it in together that we are all human beings on this earth together. And we're all just trying to do our best. And we're just trying to survive. And we've all had shit happen to us. And every single time that somebody's left a comment, they're like, oh shit, haha. Oh, sorry, should have watched the entire video. It just goes to show how emotionally triggered and how emotionally on the edge a lot of us are, ready just to react at any time to somebody that we think says something dumb or says some kind of opinion that we don't agree with. We're so on the edge. We're so fight or flight. There's so much fear and anxiety in the world, and we're just ready to pull the trigger at any time. We just all need to stop, take a big, deep breath, and realize that we're all human beings trying to do our best. Love you guys. Have a great week. I look forward to chatting to you guys soon. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Mental Dietitian Podcast. If you found any value at all, please share this with a family member or a friend, or just a guy or a gal walking down the street, just anybody at all, if you feel like it could help them and benefit them from the conversations that we're having. It would mean the world to me if you could also leave a review. It helps grow the show. It helps the algorithms. And I also do love connecting with my listeners. So please reach out to me on social media. The best way to get a hold of me is through Instagram. And my Instagram handle is Aaron Lynch Potter. And that's spelled A-H-R-E-N-L-Y-N-C-H-P-O-T-T-E-R. Thank you so much once again.